I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't do this. No, no,
no. It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
Ben and Woods, Polly is working on putting together our Bill Belichick playlist right now, so stay tuned for that coming up. First, though, we will jump into Don't Do This on a Friday morning, and Woods, you can go first.
Pretty disturbing story out of Phoenix, Ben. Fourth-round draft pick for the Arizona Coyotes, Mitchell Miller, has admitted to bullying a black classmate with developmental disabilities 4 years ago. Okay, so they drafted him. They knew that this was an issue. They allegedly didn't know how bad that it was. And this kid, again, I've seen a lot of people online saying, well, hey, it sucks to be held accountable for things you did when you were 14, 15, 16. Then I read the letter from this kid's mother, and it says, hello, I'm the mother of that boy, Mitchell Miller, bully. I read the statements made by GM Bill Armstrong and find them demeaning to our son. Are you aware that Mitchell never apologized to our son? Are you aware that 2 years ago he still talked? Are you aware that this went on for years? Do you understand the mental damage Mitchell did to our son? Racial slurs started when they were in second grade, continued into middle school, culminating in 2016 when the boys got this kid to lick a push pop that had been rubbed inside a urinal. Inside a urinal. He lied to the school administrators several times. And again, this kid sent a letter to every single NHL team talking about how he's changed and how, you know, I would never do that, et cetera, et cetera. Never once apologized to the young man that he tormented and pushed to the brink of suicide, Ben. And I got to say, you know, it's Phoenix Coyotes, right? I think they did the right thing here. They've relinquished the pick and said, we're done. We're not going to move forward with this young man. And I couldn't believe it when I read the police reports on this. And of course, as a dad, you think about it. You think about, what would you do?
And you said the kid that he was bullying was developmentally disabled.
Yes, sir. When he was 14, he had the mental capacity of a 10-year-old.
Obviously, it's not something that has never happened before.
Right.
In fact, you know, it was quite common. Even when we were kind of growing up, Woods, people didn't know any better. People were scared of people who were different. And I also understand the argument. Hey, kids do stupid things.
Yep.
They're immature. Their brains haven't developed fully. You can't necessarily hold them all accountable for decisions they made when they were 13 or 14. At the same time, how old do you have to be, especially growing up now, when everyone knows, hey, you know, this kid, you know, obviously he hasn't been as fortunate as you. He has to deal with challenges you don't have to deal with. To have anything but, like, sympathy, and we see so many great stories about kids nowadays.
Yeah, man.
You know, they make kids like that the homecoming king and, you know, really make them feel good about themselves and go out of their way to be good kids. This is actually very telling. Even at 13 or 14, there's something wrong with you if you were bullying someone who's less fortunate, who is less advantaged, who has, you know, their own personal, physical, or mental challenges, and you're bullying them? That is something. There's, even at that age, you got to know that's not okay.
And again, it continued up to 2 years ago. He told the African-American classmate to, quote, go pick cotton, and that nobody wants your N-word lips on another student's drink. There were two guys involved, two bullies.
Well, there's always, I mean, you're not doing it for yourself.
Of
you're
course.
Trying to make someone else laugh or impress someone else.
As for the other student, he profusely apologized, breaking down in tears to the victim. And his father personally apologized to the father of the victim, according to the family. The victim has been suicidal since the incident, according to his mom. Broke my heart in two. And you know what, man? Playing in the NHL, it's a privilege. It's not a right.
Speaking of bad kids, Woods, this is not new. This has been around for a couple of years, but I had never seen it before. I thought it was hilarious. It was a letter that a under 18, under 17 co-ed soccer league sent to one of its players, Brian, teenager in Cleveland. Brian, kicking him out of the league for all of his unsportsmanlike behavior.
Got booted.
He got booted, yeah. And they actually decided to make the list. Here's your transgressions. You ready, Woods?
Yep.
Here's the transgression. December 6th, making a phone call while playing on the field. December 6th, refusing to wear shin guards. December 13th, pretending to shoot bow and arrow at opposing players after scoring.
Wow.
December 13th, running into the goal while hiding the ball in your shirt. December 13th, refusing to wear shin guards. December 17th, removing your shirt after scoring.
Yes.
December 17th, sitting on the opposing team's bench. December 17th, wearing a cowboy hat during the game.
Oh.
January 3rd, scoring 14 goals with a 3-goal limit per player. January 3rd, red card. January 3rd, changing jerseys after receiving red card and attempting to play remainder of match.
Oh, my God.
January 10th, you followed all the rules this week. January 17th, eating banana on field. January 31st, giving birth to soccer ball after scoring.
Oh, my God.
January 31st, altering the scoreboard. And January 31st, wearing natural light tank top as uniform. And at that point, they decided they had had enough of Brian.
Why?
And sent him a letter kicking him out of the league.
Why do I like Brian? Why do I think Brian is a genius?
Brian was probably the life of the league.
100%. We've got Brian's team tonight. What's this dip-ass going to do tonight? That is incredible. Incredible. I love it. That's a great story.
All right. Do we have, Paul, are you ready for this?
That was Don't Do This. Brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
By the way, Woods, just a brief correction. They are now the Arizona Coyotes. They used to be the Phoenix Coyotes.
Arizona Coyotes.
Now they're the Arizona Coyotes.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. I got 5 songs.
From the potential Bill Belichick playlist.
Yeah, the mixtape that Bill Belichick made former Patriots safety Brandon Merriweather, played in 2007 through 2010 for the Patriots, and went on a radio show a few years back and talked about a mix CD that Bill Belichick gave him. And
so good.
We guessed what could possibly be on.
Well, no, he gave us the artists.
He gave us a few of the artists. So kind of guessed. He gave us one song for sure, and then we had to guess on the other ones.
All right.
First one, Woodsy, you were absolutely right.
Standard.
Springsteen.
Yeah. It's a great song.
It's funny that he disdains sports writers so much when he
loves
has the exact same musical taste as every other sports writer I have ever met.
I wonder how Brandon Merriweather took this mixed CD from his coach. Like, yeah, you're like, oh, cool. I mean, it's probably not what he was into, but you never know.
Yeah.
Broaden his horizons a little bit.
Exactly. This next one, let me cue it up. Old Tim McGraw.
And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Man Chief.
I know a few Tim McGraw songs. I just assumed this was the one.
I have no idea. Oh, the only one I know is Don't Take the Girl.
I like this one.
Bobby's daddy was taking him fishing. He was 8 years old. I know that one. Don't take the girl.
It's inspirational.
I feel like you, Faith Hill would be your type as well, though.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. This one's
hot under the collar over here.
Yeah. This one is confirmed. This was on the mixtape.
Yes!
And Merriweather was quoted as saying something like, he felt the way Belichick described it, like, he's like, are him and Bon Jovi best friends?
I do think they know each other. There's a relationship there.
Let's hit it. Still a jam. Still a jam.
Not when he sings it now.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd have that. That was some Corona content. Do we still have the Bon Jovi Corona content?
I can pull it up.
Do we just have the...
He went on high.
Oh my God. That's one of those moments on our show that just murdered me. Murdered me.
Talk radio. Union went on strike.
Talk radio.
Union went on strike.
Union went on strike.
Union went on strike. Oh, a little petty on there. Okay, right. I'm down with that.
Can you picture Bill Belichick in his car?
Like, I can't picture making a mixtape for somebody.
No.
That's
not
at
all.
No.
That how he, like, what he did with his girlfriends? Like, he'd make mixtapes for his girls?
So good.
That would work.
Paulie is furiously searching.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you got it? Bon Jovi.
We have one more song that was on
one
the
mixtape. One more, okay. Is that Meatloaf?
That is Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Walking by the lake and there was not another car inside. Meatloaf. What do you call your band? Meatloaf?
So he's not personally Meatloaf.
Yeah, I think he is.
The band is Meatloaf?
Well, his name's not Meatloaf, but that's like his... It's him. Meatloaf.
Like Sting.
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
Bono, Sting, and Meatloaf. Oh, yes, here we go. God dang, this was great.
This was April 23rd. He knew it on strike. He's down on his luck. It's
so tough. Gina works a diner all day. Oh my God. Working for a man. Brings home a pay. Why do you do that?
I remember it awkward. He was like in this big room.
Yes.
All by himself, like a warehouse. Say we gotta hold on to what we've got. Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, make it on that. Got each other. That's a lot for what happened? We give it a shot.
Oh, wait, guys. The boss is outside the window. Pretend like we were talking about sports.
He's been there for about 10 minutes.
What did you think about the Rockets hiring Steven Silas as their new head coach?
Great move.
Paul Silas' kid, surprise you at all?
Great move.
All right, the Rockets set moving forward.
Going to be taking over as president of business operations Another for the 76ers.
Brilliant move.
Right, he's going to run that whole organization now.
Brilliant, brilliant
Fantastic.
Move.
Fantastic.
Love it.
All right. Get back to more sports, or not sports, streaming television recommendations with Craig Elston coming up. Ben Reed's Raps as well. It is, well, Fridays are our fun day.
Yeah, we have fun.
Having a fun Friday here with Ben and Wood. Stick around. San Diego's number one sports and other stuff station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.